magandang umaga pa rin sa ating mga tagapakinig dito sa SBS Filipino. Kasama nyo pa rin, Edinel Magtibay. Sana medyo napagalaw-galaw, napasayaw kayo dito sa trending song din na ito na Moonlight. Pero hindi lang yan ang trending dahil sa ating community, kaliwat kanan din ang mga activities lalo na nitong weekend. Ayan, marami ding mga nag-celebrate ng Mother's Day sa kani-kanilang mga paraan. Iba't ibang mga estado at teritoryo may mga kanya-kanyang Mother's Day celebration. And last night, naku, napakaswerte ko naman at nakapanood naman ako ng isang Mother's Day special concert ni Marcus Rivera, isa sa mga Filipino-Australian artist, theater actor, voice coach at talagang ipinagmamalaki ng komunidad dito sa Sydney na nag-alay ng kanyang araw, isang araw at isang oras ng awitin para sa mga nanay. At ito ang kanyang uncovered concert sa Paramata kagabi na susundan pa ng isa pang concert sa susunod na linggo, ikalabing siyam ng Mayo. At ating pakinggan ang naging panayaw natin pagkatapos ng kanyang pag-awit dito kay Marcus Rivera.
Thank you so much. It was such an exhilarating show. Everyone is out from the community, so I thank them from the bottom of my heart. Everyone was out tonight despite the rain. You know what? This has been a long process in the making. So we thought about this about 12 months ago. I've got some wonderful team behind me. Chi De Jesus, Michelle Baltazar, Ellen Buckley, who's our musical director, our double bassist, who is Simon Kong, and Austin Hall, who did amazingly well to support me in this journey. So I guess nothing but praise for them.
And the choice of songs, they're wonderful, they're arranged. Can you tell us about
them? It was totally different to my usual pick of playlist. So I was really very nervous about singing them, but I think it was well received tonight, so it was fantastic. Thank you.
What will be your message to the community?
I say just go for it, you know? It's whatever makes you happy, go for it. Otherwise, if you don't, somebody else will do it for you. So go do it. As in Tagalog, they would say, go na, sige na. Yes. So Uncovered was on May 12th today, Mother's Day. It's on again on Sunday next week. May 19th, so please, if you can make it, come and join me. And it will be a fusion of opera, OPM, musical theater, pop, and rock. And I think you'll enjoy it, judging by the crowd.
At yan ang tinig ni Marcus Rivera, isa sa mga singer sa ating komunidad na nominee din ng 2022 Sydney Theatre Awards at isa rin siyang mga awit ng opera sa musical theater, cabaret at ganun din. Kaman, napakagandang tribute para sa mga nanay ang kanyang ginawa kahapon. At ito naman ay sa direksyon ni Chi De Jesus kung saan kanya namang ibinahagi sa atin kung ano yung naging inspirasyon nila sa likod ng konsertong ito at kung paano nilang pinapahalagahan ang mga Pinoy artists. Siyempre, yung mga talento nila ay talaga namang pambato rin ng mga Pilipino. Pakinggan natin ang ating panayam kay Direk Chi De Jesus.
We had a lot of songs in mind, but since the idea was to uncover songs, which means that when you sing it like the way it's supposed to, it's a cover. But we want to uncover it just to make it shine with the original intention. I'm proudest with the Avicii song that we turned into a ballad.
Ibinahagi rin sa atin ng direktor ang kanilang naging proseso sa pagbuo ng konserto.
Because I respect the Filipinos and all the artists, I believe that we shouldn't give them mediocre. I think there is no room for mediocrity in Filipino artistry because the Filipinos deserve the best. That's why we work so hard to make it different, that we focus on the detail of the show and for people to understand, not just Filipinos, but also multicultural Australia, that the Filipinos can do anything. Not just do anything, but do everything at a very high standard. And that's what I hope people will start to understand. I hope people will get inspired. I hope producers will see the value of producing high quality shows because it reflects on all of us. I mean, doing things half-hearted because of budget, because of limitations, because of money, is not enough reason to put up a show or to pretend to have a show. I think it's all, we need to respect each other and our capacity to create something really big. So I hope that this inspires a lot of people into showing what the Filipinos can do. And I'm pretty happy. There's another show on the 19th. There are so big celebrities coming in August and in November, which I will be also a part of. And I hope that it could be a trend. It could be a focus on not just putting things out there, because whatever we put out there is a reflection on all Filipinos. And if we fly the flag really high, we should know that we all deserve to be recognized as a country of really good artistry, and people will never say, this is the only thing that we can.
At yan ang tinig ni Director Chi De Jesus, very passionate, ano, para ibahagi kung ano yung kung paano natin itataas at mas pagagandahin ang iba't ibang mga palabas na iniahatid natin, hindi lamang para sa Filipino community kundi sa buong Australia. At bahagi rin na naging konserto kahapon si Kaya Ocampo na nagpakita ng kanyang husay sa pag-awit at ilan sa mga awitin, ano, na talagang nakapagpaiyak ng ilan sa mga manonood ay ang sayo lamang para sa mga nanay. At syempre yung kanyang performance ng Wake Me Up, ganun din ang ilang mga cover or yung mga rendition ng mga awitin nila ni Miss Alucha at ni Regine Velasquez. Kaya naman, sa ating mga kababayan, sa mga talented pa na mga Pilipino, marami tayo niyan, ano, na mga singers sa ating komunidad. Yung nais ninyong ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento, yung mga inspiring ninyo at saka na mga naging journey sa buhay sa inyong music career at yung iba't iba pang mga performances ninyo, bukas po ang SBS Filipino para pakinggan ang inyong mga storya.